Weekend Breakfast
with Googs and Shungu on 702.
It's the 11 minutes before 8 o'clock at the top of the hour. We'll get you your very latest eyewitness news before we get into our profile interview for this week. But first, time for us to talk film and TV. News coming out of the SABC this week is that the SABC has acquired premium BBC content that's going to be airing on SABC 3 or S3 as it's known now. And that's starting in May. And to tell us a little bit more about this news, we're joined by independent TV and film critic Tienes Ferreira. Tienes, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Good morning.
Hello there.
So it seems as though the SABC is quite excited that they have bought this, what they're calling creme de la creme BBC content. It's going to be airing on SABC. What do we know about the deal?
So it's basically one of three overall deals that the SABC has signed or made with commercial partners. The one is, of course, with Prime Media Studios from Prime Media, which this channel that we're talking on is part of that group. And then with Netflix, they have done a deal. I'm sure they're going to do more projects, but they're doing one already, which is going to be the Trials of Winnie Mandela. And then also with the BBC Studios, they are now handing over a block from May to SABC3 that they're going to brand BBC Primetime between 9 and 11 on weeknights. And then they're going to show a lot of that content, from series to documentaries and lifestyle and sort of factual entertainment stuff, within those 2 hours nightly. And it's going to be a lot of just shows that's been on DStv over the years, but that free-to-air viewers haven't seen yet.
So the BBC is going to essentially have a block of content weeknights from 9 to 11 on SABC 3. That sounds as if that's really, really great for the BBC, because they get pretty, not necessarily prime time, but it's pretty decent airtime. What is the benefit for the SABC, though?
It will bring viewers back to sort of appointment television. I think if you think about a lot of the SABC's TV channels at the moment, there isn't really, like years ago, that sort of quote-unquote appointment television where you felt on a Wednesday at that time or on a Thursday at that time, you really need to tune to that channel to watch something. It's not sort of ingrained anymore in your schedule as it used to be. And the SABC channels is still largely dependent on ratings as linear TV channels. So they need you to go, like the American channels like CBS or ABC. You want to go and watch your Survivor on a Thursday at that time or a Monday at that time. And now when you know they no longer have something like top billing, but they now will have Top Gear. So they're going to show seasons 14 to 17 of something like Top Gear, for instance. So if you're into cars or car lifestyle or that type of show, you now know, oh, I'm going to watch Top Gear on that night or whatever. They are also going to strip their dramas on episodes on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. So they're kind of also creating a binge-watching feeling. You're not going to watch a drama series like Luther, for instance, and now you have to wait a whole week until you see the other one. You can get another episode the next night and another episode the next night, and they place it all also on SABC Plus, so you can watch 3 episodes in one go, for instance. So the benefit for the SABC is they kind of have more of these appointment television things like Death in Paradise, Luther with Idris Elba, things like that that people might want to watch.
Something that you shared this week as well is where the numbers are for S3 and S2. Just what are those numbers looking like? The last time we spoke, both S2 and S3 weren't looking particularly good. Has there been an improvement at all since we spoke?
Google, you asked me the difficult questions. No, not an improvement yet. And the SABC appeared in Parliament this week. I only had time to, I was traveling, so I only watched it yesterday. And kind of shocking, Over just the past 7 years, the SABC lost over 40% of their audience rating. So I think all of these interventions, like with the BBC, with Prime Media Studios helping out, and now with Netflix, is to try and get some of those audiences back and the ratings back. Kind of shocking what Nomsa Chabeli, the CEO of the SABC, shared in Parliament is that the SABC is on track again for a loss. The financial year starts tomorrow. So by the end of this year, they're going to make another loss, they already know it, of 242 million. It actually will be much more because they owe Sentech, the signal distributor, 1.3 billion rand, and they haven't paid them yet. So they, if they pay that bill, it's going to be over the 1.3 billion, which is the loss they made last year. But SABC 2 will make a loss of 58 million rand. SABC 3 will make a loss of 185 million. SABC News, a loss of 271 million. Sure. SABC Sport will make a loss of 189 million. And SABC Radio channels will lose 78 million in this coming year. And they already know that.
Sure. So quite a bleak picture across the SABC business.
And it's an election year. The SABC is supposed to find money to do these sort of political debates between the parties. There's possibly in April going to be a strike from one of the unions that already threatens they might walk off the job if they don't get salary increases. But there is no money to pay higher wages, which is already the biggest expense of the SABC. So I think once again, a very interesting year for the public broadcast.
And so a lot then riding on this BBC deal for S3 because of just how dire the financials are.
Absolutely.
Tienis, as always, it's great to have you on the show. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, as always.
That is independent TV and film critic Tienis Ferreira joining us this morning. Love to hear your thoughts. The SABC going into a deal, purchasing premium BBC content to air on SABC 3. Will that make you turn the public broadcaster on again? Let us know on 011 883 0702.